Have you done much straddling, Colonel?
Quite a bit in this job particularly. We call on from time to time to go to various states for conferences that commanders of our National Guard units are involved in, and we're also deployed at least once a year to some location other than the home station. We've been in practically all the states in the Union.
Tell me about some of the trips you've taken.
Well, most of the trips we've taken, we don't get to converse with the local people too much because they try to put us off in an abandoned area. For example, we've been out to Phoenix, Arizona, but they put us in the big desert out there to perform our mission, so we had very little contact with persons other than the people that would be in the air side of the guard.
And where do you stay when you're in a place like that?
Normally we operate under strictly what we call field conditions, and we carry everything with us. We have tents, cots, air mattresses, and so forth, so when we get to a location, we just set up out in the field, and we have our own mess facilities where we do our own cooking and eating right out in the field.
And how long are you out for something like that?
This most of the time covers about a 15-day period.
Have you and your wife done much traveling?
Very little, I would say. We occasionally get to some of the National Guard conventions that they have in various parts of the country. Of course, our state association is always located in some city in Alabama, such as Mobile, Montgomery, or Birmingham. But we have been over to Hawaii on a trip, and that's a real enjoyable period of time. Would say that the beaches down in Panama City are far superior to anything that they have over there, though. You know, you generally think of the beaches in that part of the country as being real outstanding.
I'm looking forward to warming. I'm hoping it'll warm up for next week. I'm going to go down to Panama City. do you know, tell me about something about where your parents were born.
Well, they were both born in the same locality in where I'm now living. In fact, that's an old homestead place.
In Ashford.
Right outside of Ashford. It's actually on a rural route, which is approximately 5 miles southeast of Ashford.
Yes, sir.
It's out in what we call a country.
And does the community there have a name or an old name or something?
Yes, the community is called the Dupree Community, and I guess they got that name from the school.
Oh, so you got the school's name first?
Right.
And so both your parents were born there?
That's correct.
Do you know anything about their education?
Yes, I believe my father finished the 9th grade, and my mother had a high school education.
Where would that have been?
I'm sure hers would have been at some location in Ashford. I don't know where it would be at the present high school or not, but her parents were originally from Ashford, so prior to her moving out in the country, she probably got her education there in Ashford.
And your father, where do you think he got his 9th grade?
I would suspect at the same place, or either this is so far back until really have never heard him discuss it, but I would think that possibly he might have come from the Dupree area.